Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, you're doing that.
I had to. It was highly requested in the comments by us, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Greetings, salutations. Welcome, Death Curse Society is on the air. It's Monday, Maniacs. How the hell are you doing? Welcome, welcome. God damn it, welcome. It's going to be a fun one tonight, kind of going back a bit. 1974 will be the list. Colonel, how you doing, man? Well, of course, Crank's on his way on special assignment, acquiring the latest Death Curse Society collectible. I have to admit, it's very cool. What, you seen this thing, Colonel?
I have, but let's be honest, that's not why he's stuck and running late. Come on. You know he's up to some illegal shit.
I was covering, but go ahead. If you want to go ahead and drop dime on him, just, you know.
All right. Just give you guys a heads up. Crank's going to be a little late. He got detained. He got a little too close to the school zone again. I'm just fucking with you. No, he's late because he is picking up something really badass that I can't wait for you guys to see. It's not everybody's bag. It's not really mine, but this is pretty fucking cool.
It is. I'll bet there'll be more than one or two people that will actually say once they see this thing. I'm telling you, it's going to be that cool. And he will be joining us. You know, give him 10 minutes. He'll be in here, and I'm sure he's going to be very excited to show it off. So he that's that, man. Yeah. How's everybody doing out there?
Let's say hi to everybody.
Do it.
We got time to kill. I don't know how the fuck he did it, but kudos to you, Tyrone. Dudes, it's Monday, 5 minutes before we went live. So, Tyrone, got Dave in the house. This is the only good thing about Mondays. I agree.
Hey, man.
James, exclamation point. Wow. That's going to be from here on out.
That's what I hear when I see that.
Tanya, happy Monday, fellas. Happy Monday, Tanya. Luke Knutson. All the way from Minneapolis.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll skip that one. Patricia's in the house. How's it going, Patricia? Seth from the Horror Syndicate.
Syndicate in the house.
What's up, Seth? What's up, dude? As heads up, they have a pretty good discussion going this week on the Horror Syndicate Discourse. They're comparing the Wolfman from 1941 and, what was it, 2010 with the remake out came out. So that'll be a fun discussion.
I think there'll be some insight shared. You know, it'll probably get you to swing one way or the other, whether you're a fan. I'm the old school. I was a little disappointed with that one, that remake they did. He said that one was, you know, once again, supposed to relaunch the entire Universal Monster Universe and failed again at that point.
I didn't think it was that bad of a movie, though. I mean,
no.
The original Wolfman had a special place in my cold black heart. But that was a good movie. I really have no complaints.
We do know how much you love the Wolfman.
God, we haven't used that one in fucking forever.
Got to get to it when we can. Jeez. Yeah, so definitely check those guys out. Continue, Colonel.
All right. We got Kara in the house. How's it going? And there's only two of y'all this week. There's only two of us to start.
Right.
Somebody likes to run late. You know, Mr. Dean, you know, his hair just isn't perfect enough. So he's taking his dear sweet time.
Taco Bell. No.
Exactly.
It's a special DCS mission, and you'll see the result of it tonight. He went out, reconnaissance mission. He went to go acquire this rare item. Super rare. One of a kind at this point, but there could be more. We'll see. It all really depends on what you guys think. So keep that in mind.
We got Faze in the house. Woo! What's up, Faze?
Woo! You got to do the slow Ric Flair when Faze walks in. Woo!
Abracadabra, Faze. That's a little bit of an inside joke. Seth, he says, I'm stoked for the show. I love both films.
Hell yeah, man.
Both good.
Sucks. The guys always do it when I'm at work.
I know. Patricia, replay. I watched Inframan twice.
This is a guilty pleasure from my youth. That movie used to run a lot on the early cable service we had in the mid-80s, and that was definitely one that played a lot. And I'm a big fan of that kind of shit anyway, so. Cool. Inframan. We know what? I'm going to have to take that into the zigzag zone and do like a Ultraman, Johnny Sacco, Inframan, that kind of stuff. And just kind of talk about it. A little bit off horror once in a while. Why not, huh? Still good. It's entertainment.
Go for it. Because I finally got rid of my creator's block. It's finally broken. I just need a set of time to do it for the next Colonel's Crypt. You guys kind of seen it on here. I said, fuck it. We're going to do it. And scratch the idea. Gates of Hell trilogy. I believe it or not, I actually found 3 deleted scenes that have not seen the light of day.
Oh, man.
But they will hear shortly.
This is coming on the next Colonel's Crypt?
Yeah, it just depends on when I get time to actually fucking film it.
Oh, goodness. This is epic news. I mean,
it is. It's big news. I don't think I've had a Colonel's Crypt since July of last year.
Well,
talking about slacking. It's literally every weekend since July of last year.
Well, you guys know the deal. We're all over the place. Facebook, YouTube. That's what it's all about. The subscriptions. They help. If you haven't, please do us a favor, huh?
You got to go through them all. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. There you go.
And Twitch. Twitch now, Twitch. Hello, Twitchers. I don't know who we got over there tonight, but it's an interesting platform, and we hope to see more of you soon. You can visit the DCS shop. We got new shit dropping just like every week. Colonel, you can see, is wearing one of the latest and greatest.
This whole thing? Oh, man, yeah.
The Smith's Grove School of Driving. Yes, it's true. We figured it out, how Michael learned how to escape and get in that car and take off like a fucking champ. This is the reason why he did it, and we commemorated the shirt. You can have it now. Also, this week just dropped the brand new, it's simply called The Hearse, and it's sweet. You got to see it for yourself. Head on over to the shop, deathcursesociety.com. You can see all that stuff. It's all there. It gets to you quick, and dig it. We love it. What else we got here? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We got the subscription club. I got to do it real quick. Yeah, watch out for your chin, Colonel. You can sign up, get some extra perks. You got the Crazy Ralph. His first level is Camp Constable. See, Crank's way more slick at this than I am.
He might be with us. Should we bring him in? He's the natural salesman out of 3 of us.
You know, it just wouldn't be a Monday Maniacs unless he did it himself. Ladies and gentlemen, is here just in time to give us a rundown on the subscription perks. For members that may join. Go ahead, Crank. Welcome,
I get here, no hello, no how you doing, no get you know, tickling my butthole or anything. Just get to work. All right. Yes, you can become a member at deathcursesociety.com. You can be a camp counselor for only $3 a month. You can be a Crazy Ralph for $10 a month, or you can be the final girl or guy for $25 a month. You get all kinds of perks. Look at that. I mean, you can barely even read that unless you're watching this on a big-ass screen. There's so many perks in there. We've got some exclusive merch that's getting ready to go out to our existing members that have been with us for the last few months. Those are going out real soon. And holy shit, guys. Do we want to talk about this first, or do we want to do a list?
There is our list of members right now. We got to give them their due, give them their moment.
Absolutely. Welcome to Angelo, our newest member. He's one of the Crazy Ralphs. And then, of course, thanks to our final girls and guys, Chris, Lorena, Christy, Luke, and Tyrone. I see Luke is with us tonight with his real name, which is means he's out of Facebook jail.
He broke and out. We all want to know why you're late, and Zag was teasing it pretty hard. I kind of think we should leave off with that, because I could tell he's dying.
You know what? Screw you, Colonel, because there was no school zone involved. I was listening on the way, the last 5-mile drive to get to my place. So, yeah, no school zone involved.
Joking. We all know you're using fucking hair and makeup, trying to look all pretty for the camera.
Well, and the statute of limitations has passed since I dated that girl anyway. So it's all good now. It's all good now.
Yeah, I got rid of the laughter button, so now all you get is this.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that is definitely going to be the deadest of beaten horses.
No, it isn't, because I found some news on this very man and his past life and career, and you guys will be shocked. More coming on that later.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm not in jail. No. Thank you, BK. So, how are you guys doing? That's a sharp-looking shirt there, Colonel.
Well, like I said, this whole thing, man, has been hanging up in the closet for fucking years.
It's been hanging up in this closet for 3 years, and these closets for 3 years. Yeah, thank God we finally got that out.
It's glorious.
Before we get too far, we like to say hi to everybody that comes into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Angelo. Thank you for joining us.
He's here!
Angelo!
And stay tuned, kiddies. In the future, something's cooking with Mr. Angelo. That's all I'm saying. Something's cooking.
You give too much away.
Oh, I say nothing.
Why would people pay $25? Why buy the cow and get the milk free, man? Come on. Shit, don't make me go to another fucking zombie rant. Or the equivalent. What the fuck?
Oh, my gosh. She's having a stroke.
I got to turn the fan on, man. I was so excited to get here, and damn.
By the way, Crank also wearing the Ringer tee, also available at Shop DCS there. So,
Kiara, this is available in the shop. It is on there right now, shop.deathcursesociety.com.
Yeah, kind of thing. I kind of like a baseball tee. Just literally just me thinking, looking at that black shirt with red sleeves.
You know, that's not bad. We could look into that. I think we can look into the baseball jerseys and hockey jerseys and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a baseball tee, not the jerseys. Oh. A little bit.
All right.
While we've got a good crowd here, should I show off what I picked up?
Go ahead, man.
Yes.
You know what? And we're going to give you carte blanche on this, folks. Peep on this.
No. Don't give me. No. Don't do that.
You don't want that? Why not?
How about?
Hey!
Maybe not that.
No, nobody wants this.
How do we switch that?
I know how, but you're punching all the buttons. Knock me and Colonel out of the room.
Hit it.
Back in.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that's much better. I don't want the full fucking screen, not with all this. Well, so, all right. Been thinking about this for a long time. I actually gave this idea away to a guy a year or so ago. Guy I know does some woodworking. He does these different kind of, I'll just stick with woodworking right now. And I've always liked his art. I've always liked his work. I met him a couple years ago at the Oklahoma City Horror Con. His name's Zeke. Good guy. I just had lunch with him to pick this up. And I told these guys back then, 2 years ago, when I first met him and I showed them some photos of his stuff, I was like, I'm going to get a piece of his artwork someday. Now, what I didn't know is that we were going to be able to turn it into some Death Curse Society merch for you guys. So, oh, baby.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, exactly. I almost need one. Now, and I think I heard one of you, I think it was Colonel, said, this isn't everyone's bag. If you're superstitious or a little bit creeped out by things in the dark, this may not be for you. But, yes, baby, it's a Camp Crystal Lake Spirit Board.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. These are hand-painted. They are about 3/4 of an inch or maybe an inch thick. I got a felt backing on the back so you can put it on your table and go crazy with the spirits if you want to. Maybe you can contact the spirit of Jason or Pamela, something like that. And I'm probably just going to hang it on the wall back here at some point. I haven't figured that out yet. But it is beautiful. The details are just
look at that, man.
Nice.
I mean, he even got the logo. There's one thing on the logo that I'm like, close enough. But, I mean, the detail on it is damn near gorgeous, man.
This man is good. And I'm sure he'll do other stuff besides the Friday design. I'm sure he could probably do anything, huh?
He can do custom designs. If you guys want to reach out to him and do a custom design with him, let me know. I will connect you. And of course, no spirit board is complete without the planchette. So let's see.
Yeah.
How do I show this? There we go.
Holy shit. Look at that.
There's the planchette, baby.
Now that is how you summon some demons. Let me tell you, in style.
Right? So I'm digging this, man. I am so digging. This is on felt too, so it glides across the board really, really smooth. I'm really happy with this. I can't wait to get this hung up or done something with, but yes. And they will be available for sale. We're going to do, he and I talked about it a little bit today. I haven't gotten prices or anything yet, so please don't ask. But he is going to do hand-painted thick boards like mine, and then also thinner but more commercially printed ones for a little bit cheaper. They're going to be really cool. So,
yep, Seth says that's cool.
Yes, thank you, Seth.
Dave, my lady will never let me have that in the house. That shit freaks her the fuck out.
And I understand that, but there are some freaky other people out there that would love that.
Tyrone says, thanks for supporting the art world, DCS. Awesome. Man, we can pretty much, anybody that has a valid idea for something like this. Awesome. Mm-hmm, Let's bring Pamela Voorhees back to life. All right, Luke. Exactly. You know, we could summon all the victims, too, and say, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah. All right, get me out of here like that.
You kind
of
know what they were thinking.
Well,
wait.
We still got to waggle our finger at them a little bit.
You're thinking what the wrong head is. Pretty much the gist of most of it.
Dave says Crank has enough orbs around him. He's going to have tons now.
Bring them on. Bring them on. They ain't bothering me. If I could turn them into paying rent around here, I'd be all right.
That's pretty cool. I like it. Again, like it's I'm a little superstitious. I'll be honest.
I know both of you guys are never gonna. I know both of you guys are never gonna order that, so it's no big deal.
I would just for the same reason, just to hang up or something and put it up on the wall.
Now I will say this: he and I talked a little bit about this. This does not have all of the. It doesn't have the holy water embedded in it. It doesn't have the silver lining inside the board. So it's not mystical or occult.
So basically, any demon knows what the fuck he's doing can come in and fuck your whole world up.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the demons aren't necessarily so attracted to these. It's just more for decoration purposes. The silver and the holy water kind of helps funnel people through it. So.
He says that, but man, I have a feeling we're going to be doing Monday Maniacs. He's going to fuck around with that board like a week and a half before, and it's going to be like host all over. This motherfucker's going to fly up in the air, start fucking swinging around like,
turns around like Cheryl in Evil Dead.
Why? If you don't like my top five list, you will eat my soul.
Something like that. Why have you disturbed our sleep?
There you go. That's good.
Mm.
All right. What are we talking about tonight?
1974.
Mm. Oh, hey, by the way, there's Zeke right there.
Zeke!
That's Zeke right there, yeah. If you guys want a custom board, reach out to him through Facebook and chat with him. So
they work great for ordering pizzas, too.
That's a good point.
That's the latest.
I'll do that next time I order a Vizzy's pizza.
Do you want extra cheese? Ask again later.
That's a different toy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
Dumbass.
Okay.
Who goes first tonight? Right. I don't even know what's going on here.
I don't know.
I went first last week, so
if you went first last week, then Ziggy goes first this week.
Let's see. Well, I have to pull my list. So, do you break any laws on your travels there and back there, Frank?
Oh, dude, 90 all the way back. Are you kidding? Yeah. I didn't get caught, but yeah, I was breaking them. Come get me, pigs.
No, your van is becoming iconic like the Bluesmobile. these days.
That van is, I can't believe that thing's still moving. I really can't.
Oh, you're talking this time last year, but I'm going to get a new vehicle soon.
I do, man, but I do have to get a new vehicle, but I keep keeping this thing limping along somehow. I don't know how.
Just remember, you got, roughly 6 to 8 months till September.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, about 5 months till September. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, it is. I better get my shots.
Shots. Are they even requiring shots to go into these things? I don't even know.
No.
I've gotten my first shot anyway, so I get my second one in on May 2nd. So
I know. Well, someone needs to get a list going, Zay, because I've seen.
I'm ready.
All right, hold on. Let me get.
I was 2.5 to 3 years old when this movie came out. I did see all of them much later. I saw a lot of them in line when I was seeing some of the classics that I loved that came out when I was of age, or at least the age of watching and comprehending. But yeah, man, you ready?
I got you.
All right. Number 5. It's also known as Dead of Night, but it's called Death Dream. It was conceived by Alan Ormsby, almost directed by Bob Clark, but a little bit. Wait a minute, that's Deranged I'm thinking of.
That's different. Right.
I have a couple of Ormsby movies on this list, though.
This was produced by Bob Clark, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ormsby wrote and maybe directed this one, I think. But, you know, it's 1974, man. That's what we're doing. We're moving on to number 4. Mel Brooks, Young Frankenstein, obviously.
Son of a bitch.
Fuck, man. Peter Boyle, Gene Wilder. It's great. I remember seeing this, getting taken to be seeing this movie with my parents and kind of going, it's black and white. You know, it's a new movie. It's black and white. That was the thing I couldn't get past in my small mind. But a absolute classic epic today. And shit, young fucking Mel Brooks, man. Fuck. Shit.
Definitely.
This one scared me quite a bit at number 3 as a child as well. And it does not hold up today. The concept is even ridiculous today, but it's alive. Killer baby. Killer newborn.
Okay.
That's about it. You know, it's got a claw and shit. It's deformed. But as a child, it's scary, man, when you're young like that. Number 2, and boy, oh boy, did I go back and forth with my 2 and 1 a lot. But when I really thought it out and the genesis of both movies, I settled at number 2 with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Ooh. Shockingly, yes. I'm still today, I'm good with that. I'm good with it. But yeah, we've all seen it. Leatherface, one of the big 4. And it's the start of his adventures. We got a new one coming. A continuation Halloween style. We'll see. I don't know. Let's hope that works. Honorable mentions. I'm going to blow through these quickly. Let Sleeping Corpses Lie. Because, yeah, man. This is like a staple of the creature features around here when I was coming up, you know? Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter. Just fun. Just fun, man. Just a fun fucking movie. And then the other one, Bob Clark almost directed, Deranged, is the other one I was going to mention before. Fucking
twisted fucking movie.
They might need some investigations on the people involved with this. Now that all this time has passed, I mean, shit. What the fuck, man? And no,
they can't really investigate Bob Clark
anymore. Yeah, that's true. Or his son. I guess that's been enough time on that. But yeah. Number 1, speaking of Bob Clark, Black Christmas. Yes, I know what you're thinking, but consider how the slasher genre was formed based on this movie alone. And I'm leaving it at that. I'm leaving it at that.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, I when we first decided to do 74, I was like, okay. 2, I know immediately. The rest, I don't know. It was kind of crazy. But yeah, I knew the top two for most of us at least, and probably most of the fans out there are going to be Black Christmas and Chainsaw.
So. It's hard. It's just hard. It was hard when I'm looking at both films, you know, for me, and I'm like, well, and I like different elements of both films a ton.
Well, and they're both so celebrated still today. And yeah. You ask somebody else, or maybe not our fans, but you ask just a general horror fan, name a third movie from 1974. They'd be like, it would take them 20 minutes or a little bit of Google.
A number six that I really struggle with, Godzilla vs. the Cosmic Monster, almost that close.
I'm surprised it wasn't on your list.
Also, Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell. That's another one that saw it with, you know, Peter Cushing on Good Creature Features twice a year at least. And the late ones, too, like Scream Theater, Saturday Night Dead around here, and always. But in the end, I just like these other ones fucking better, man. Better film.
Yeah. You want to do the comments, or?
Sure. Okay.
All right, it looks like we already got a couple of lists in there.
There's three from I counted. Right.
Okay, there's the ordering pizzas line. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Dave's commenting, I have a wicked one of a kind, Jason Part 4 carved mask. Pretty money. All right. Yep.
Nice. Yeah, we'll do that one of these days.
We'll have everybody get up, take a photo of your coolest horror merch, and we'll share it for everybody, man. We'll have a nice discussion with that stuff. Cunic, the year my mother cursed the earth with the spawn of BK. But it's all right, man.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the year your mother was born, but no. BK? No. I got you. Yeah, same here, buddy. That's my year.
You'd have to switch the 4 and the 7 around, you dyslexic bastard. All right, Angelo's got his list up here. It's Alive at number 5, Madhouse at number 4, Black Christmas number 3, Let Sleeping Corpses Lie, and number 1, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Absolutely.
Nice list.
Yeah.
That doesn't shock me at all. A lot of those subjects of Mr. Angelo's paintings, if you weren't paying attention. Nice list, Angelo.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
I like how Angelo gets the golf clap, but you don't.
I didn't get one even. You know, I love that. No. James, Vampires and Death Dream are great movies. Death Dream, it was right there. 6.5. Patricia's got her list up here. Number 5, It's Alive. Number 4, Black Christmas. Number 3, Madhouse. Number 2, Young Frankenstein. And number 1, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I see a theme forming here.
Wow.
Luke says, Texas Chainsaw is obviously going to be everyone's list here, but it had such a huge impact on the filmmaking as a whole. If you don't like it, you know it just made you feel uneasy. It did. Tobe Hooper had a way.
Right.
Of catching that stuff, man. He was good.
All right.
We got you. Go ahead, Colonel.
Before we get any further, Patricia.
Still not for Ziggy, though.
Not for me, though.
No.
It's okay.
No. Thunder stealing prick.
Andrew Bryant. I got a few different ones. That's why I said, damn you, when I saw what you had. I had to switch it up a little bit. Original Texas Chainsaw 74, absolutely. James says, you got to go for the deep cuts. I love it because we always get a couple from you. Andrew says, my birth year. Yeah, there's a lot of people in here that are
nice.
Right around that time. Kiera, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Black Christmas are the only 74 films I've seen, so I'm writing down more recommendations. Yes, this is the place.
See, that's the point I was making just a minute ago.
James chiming right in. The Killer reserved 9 seats, and Beyond the Door would make for a great double feature.
Ooh.
Write them down.
Ooh.
Seth is here again. I don't have a list for 74 at the moment, but on a related note, I showed my daughters Texas Chainsaw Massacre for the first time this weekend. They loved it so much, they're begging me to watch the rest. We'll stop after 3. Right on. I was going to say that.
Hell,
I'm going to say the remake and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre at the beginning aren't terrible.
Yeah, but after watching
good,
their letdowns after Spurs 2, for sure.
I'm not even sure I would include 3. You know?
Man, yeah, but
I understand.
Yeah, man, it has Ken Foree in it and fucking Mortensen in it and Saw's family. I dig 3. Again, it's not that great of a movie.
Luke says Black Christmas is another very important movie in horror. That's what kind of made me edge it over the top, because it was it's more traditional, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know what I mean, but that's what I feel. James, yes, Frankenstein and the Monster from Hell. Yes. Yes, you know, I mean, it had to be at least mentioned. Andrew from Beyond the Grave, yes. Tyrone, thank you. Nice list.
Don't give me any credit. Thank you.
Lorena in the house.
All right.
Hello. Good. I'll have to show Lorena the deal later.
Yeah. Gene Wilder passed on the day I had my spinal fusion. Eesh. I didn't find out he passed until after my diagnosis. Damn, that sucks.
Mm.
Yeah. He was a boy, he did live. He was the last 20 years of his life. He did nothing, really.
He didn't need to.
He didn't have to.
He did it right. James didn't mind Nightmare Honeymoon. That's Gene Wilder and Gilda Radner, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that British fella and Daryl Hannah. Yes, I remember that one. Let's see. Dave loved the remake of Texas. Which one? The one they just did?
Not Jessica Alba. What's her fucking name? Jessica Biel.
Oh, Biel. Yeah, right on. A lot of comments. My mom and aunt saw a double feature at the drive-in theater, Texas Chainsaw, and Last House on the Left. You know, I actually think I remember seeing that newspaper bill. She told me half the people left in disgust, some people throwing up, too. I love it.
That deserves a golf club.
Yes.
That.
James says, I should probably rewatch House of the Living Dead at some point. She says, Haunted Honeymoon. Is that what I did there?
I think that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah. And that catches us up.
Hold on. We missed the list.
We didn't.
Well, Zag, you missed the list. I'll pull it up for you. This is from Tyrone. Number 5, Death Dream. Number 4, Deranged. 3, Black Christmas. 2, It's Alive. Honorable mentions. Let Sleeping Corpses Lie, Frankenstein the Monster from Hell, and number 1, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
There you go.
I can't play that
sound effect.
What was that sound effect?
I know, it almost sounded like this.
Well, we better get this one in quick. Sorry, Zag, I'm not trying to step on your toes.
Go ahead, dude.
Christy, you guys are the best. But good night.
Good night, Christy.
About an hour and a half. Not you personally there, but
we understand.
An hour and a half. I was like, wait a minute. She's married. This one come off way wrong.
Wait a minute now.
There, I just want to get in high bye before she went to bed. That's all.
I agree. Actually, Christy is going to be joining us here in a few weeks to Monday Maniacs and doing a list with us. So.
Right.
That's one of the perks you get for being a member, folks. You get to come in and share a list every now and then.
Mix it up. Be on the other side of the ridicule. You'll see.
Don't be surprised. I'm trying to thunder stealing prick.
Trying to remember. Yeah, she'll be on with us on May 10th. So, had to look that up real quick.
That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Zach, before we go too far,
Oh, God, I didn't look at that area.
All right, Thundercat guy. Yeah, said he found some exciting news. I want to hear more about this.
You know, it was sent to us as a joke, but I went digging on this guy. I'm absolutely obsessed with this person. And as it turns out, he's had quite a lengthy resume. He's done some things, man. What?
You're not really doing this, are you?
I'm serious. We've got some stuff. Now, you see in movies, they do things, they do the shots, and then sometimes they have to go in and redub. I just think that our friend here, his stuff maybe didn't really fit the mood or the tone of the film, so they had to be redoubled. I've got the originals here, so check out what.
I'm just saying, he was way ahead of his fucking time. I've seen these. Like, this dude is a legend. Like,
man, I had no idea. So he's been cultivating this sound for years and years, and here are some of the few I pulled, and you tell me. Check this out. These are the original cuts of some movies with Y&O. I know what you're thinking. That's a foreign film. That's not too huge of a production. But wait, there's more. He was very, very pronounced in this horror game and genre, man. Check this out. I never knew this. I flipped out when I saw it. Check this out.
This is what I get for not being around on a Monday while we're supposed to be planning this.
Probably the most egregious example I have and discovered. This one, and I understand why they changed it, but man, look at this. This man deserves a spot on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood, and we're going to get this going, this petition, instantly. Please sign.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How did he not win a Chainsaw Award last night from Fangoria?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I mean, I've done some digging, too, and I found one, but what? It runs a little long. This is probably like the highlight of his career, but I am a little scared that it's going to kill the stream. So we'll save that for later.
All right. Oh boy.
Or do we want to rip it? Because this is.
No, let's save it. Let's save it.
Fair enough.
We're on a roll tonight. I don't want to mess it up. Oh, good Lord. Good work. Good work, you two.
You know.
Patricia says. I'm dying over here, Tyrone. You're fucking killing me, Kiara. The first clip, I actually thought that was his scream.
Well, they dubbed everything in Italian, so.
Lorena says, damn, I missed it. Dave says, that's the best Y&O for the win. You're welcome. Yeah, Dave is the one that sent us that clip. And, yeah, we've had it for 3 weeks now. We're going to beat the shit out of it. Luke said, I found another bad year of horror to review, 1999. Hey, we're not jumping ahead yet. We got two more lists from 74 to get through. BK says, now known as the Sutherland. And Tyrone says, O'Neill would have just played it.
O'Neill would have. O'Neill doesn't give a shit.
That's true.
That's why O'Neill is no longer with us. Oh my God, that's fucking funny. Jesus Christ. It's even better that I had no idea about any of those until just now because I've been on the road for 4 hours.
Not like to be fair, that was all Zag's research. Those three. Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. Some things defer, man, and that you just I couldn't get home fast enough to see how it would work. And I laughed myself till I couldn't breathe. Putting those things together, man. It's too funny.
Oh, Lord. Who's next with the list? Me?
Yeah, I don't even.
Yeah, because Colonel would be last, I think.
Don't matter to me. I just know my hosting duties got revoked pretty quickly. So I just, okay.
And James says, didn't we do 99? I think we did.
We may have. Let me double check.
Let me check the.
I'm looking at the topic list now. Hold on. Yeah, 99's been done.
Ah, thank God.
Yeah. You know it's a bad year when my number one film was Wishmaster 2, Evil Never Dies.
Oh, I do remember.
That was my number one.
I will find that link and post for you there, Luke, here in a little bit. So. Oh, man. That guy. Oh, my Lord. Where is – I do want to know where that guy's from because I want to make sure he doesn't have, like, any access to legal aid to come after us.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, that motherfucker's from some Eastern European country. Like, no – he's obviously homeless. He doesn't have access to the internet. I'm sure he can go to the library, but he don't.
Oh, my God.
He's probably pissed himself in the fucking ditch right now. He's all right.
Oh, Lord, that's funny. Funny stuff. All right, let me get this link real quick, and then I will start my list. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Too funny, man. We'll have to run those again a little bit later.
Well, yeah, because it looks like Lorena may have missed it.
Oh, Lorena.
All right, there you go, Luke. Check that out whenever you get a chance. That's the link to our top five of 1999 that we recorded. Oh, goodness. When was that? I can't even see when. I don't have a date on there.
Here, I'll try. I'll see if I got a date on it because I'm curious myself. It's
been a while.
It's the list also known as the list that makes you go.
November 2nd. Of 2020 is when we did that one.
Yes, so. It's been a while.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dave says he's from Peru.
Okay.
How do you know so much about this guy, Dave?
Did you record this on vacation or something? Are you the film?
He's not related, is he?
That's a possibility.
This is a setup.
I'm going to leave that alone now. I may have just pissed Dave off, our only Canadian fan.
What's that, Dave?
Man, I bet he does that now every time his team scores a goal in hockey.
Okay, that's enough. We can't irritate our Canadian fan.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm saying I legit will do that.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Monday Maniacs from Death Curse Society. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
The Death Curse Society has just become an associate producer on the film.
Yes.
Bravo. Death Curse Society, guys, is so awesome. I met the guys, all three of the guys, at Indianapolis last year for Horror Hack. And I met those dudes, and I gotta tell you, like, I hung out with them, we took pictures, I signed some stuff, they gave me a t-shirt, it was awesome. They are awesome guys, so super cool. I am so glad to have them on board this campaign, and also on board the film, and now they are going to be IMDb credited as producers on this movie.
Thanks for tuning in to the official Death Curse Society podcast, gang. Did you know we also have a website? Well, God damn it, we do. DeathCurseSociety.com. Get over there. Check it out. Look at all the stuff we've got. We've got all our YouTube episodes on there. We've got a membership program. We've got our store. You can buy some cool-ass shit. So get over there, DeathCurseSociety.com, and check it out. Woo!
Hi, this is James Dude Courtney, and you're watching Death Curse Society.
Team blow. Right,
let me get started on my top five list. Okay, a few of these I had seen, a few of these I had to watch this last week or so. Yeah, you guys know top two is probably going to be very easy to guess, but my number five starts with Deranged. The closest version of the Ed Gein story up until the Ed Gein movie of late 90s, early 2000s, I guess. Man, this movie's a trip. I wasn't sure what to expect. I think I had seen it when I was younger, but I may have blocked it a little bit. Not the best special effects from Tom Savini. Not the worst either, but, you know, interesting. There's one scene where the woman's getting clubbed in the head and you can tell the blood is coming from the club and not her head. Yeah.
He was still finding his way, and that's why I didn't really put this one with some of his other iconic works when we broke it all down on the Zone, you know.
But I will say this, and I can't think of the guy's name, but the main actor who plays Ezra, creepy as fuck. Holy, that scene or that performance alone sells the movie. And then the woman, and there's some weird humor in this, too. Yes.
James says deranged is deranged.
You're absolutely right. But there's some weird humor in this, too, that I like. And the woman, again, I can't think of her name either, that he tries to meet with or date or whatever his first intention was going to be, that scene is a trip where she's channeling her dead husband and her dead husband is telling him to fuck her. And it's so weird. Oh, dude, if you haven't seen this, Colonel, you got to watch this shit.
I have not seen this.
Oh, my Lord.
Andy says, all Ed Gein movies suck.
Well, I don't know. But that was my number five. Number four. Oh.
Patricia says, it's creepy to me that the guy from Deranged is the creepy guy in Home Alone.
I had forgotten that. Yes, he sounds like it.
Lorena says, pretty sure I've seen every Ed Gein movie, having grown up near Gein country. Not a decent Wisconsin accent anywhere.
And detail. So, yeah, yeah. Number four for me, It's Alive. Again, yeah, does not hold up. Weird when I was younger. Again, young, like super young. Babies and evil stuff I have an issue with. Pregnancy horror, I have a reticence for. This is in that area a little bit. Yeah, but I remember it from back in the day. It bothered me, and it's still weird. Weird enough to make my top five. Number three. I kind of thought you guys might have forgotten this one, but you didn't, I guess. Young Frankenstein. One of the first parody comedies I probably remember seeing as a kid, and getting into Mel Brooks and then going back and watching the rest of his stuff, History of the World, you know, then I came into Spaceballs, and then of course, eventually I ran into Blazing Saddles, which pretty much formed my comedic persona, I guess you could say. And, or helped at least. But yeah, Young Frankenstein, man, classic. Love Gene Wilder. I love the movies when Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor would team up, Stir Crazy and all those, See No Evil, Hear No Evil. One of the most brilliant comedic actors of that, of the 1900s, in my opinion. Gene Wilder, just love him, miss him. Rest in peace, sir.
Angelo says, Frankenstein.
Exactly.
I got a couple more here before you go on. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
James has a question. Would we consider Ed Gein a serial killer? The fucking guy was making furniture out of people. I would say that qualifies.
Well, a lot of the people he was making furniture out of, though, were people he dug up.
That's still... put you in an exclusive category that I would say serial killer, even if you're just a necrophiliac. If you killed anybody, you're a killer.
Now, if you kill more than three.
That's the number?
I think so, to be a serial.
Three.
Yeah. And they have to be spread out.
That's fucked up.
Because if they're within a certain amount of time, then it's a spree killer, not a serial killer.
It's kind of like... he had 1 foot out the door, 1 foot in. Like, he just couldn't make up his mind.
Do Andy, I want to kill a bitch for fresh lampshade, or do I want to just pick somebody up?
I think it's just easy to say he was on a whole other level of fucked up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he was ahead of the curve. Let's say Andy says, I'd say no, a bit of an expert here, not really by choice. Fair enough, man.
You guys do live up in that area. What was that one?
Yeah, Rick Frank, I'm with you on that. Some of those pregnancy baby kind of horse stuff gets me feeling uneasy myself. There's a lot of people that I would feel that, you know, like that's the brood, you know, and shit like that. It's like, ugh. And then Lorena says, Andy, school him on that Hank thing.
All right. Number two for me, again, kind of changed the horror genre in general. You could damn near swap these 1-2 any day of the week. But for me, number two is Black Christmas. And the fact that Bob Clark can go from doing movies like this and producing Deranged and producing Death Dream and then go and create one of the most iconic Christmas season tales of all time.
Is that the gets remake played. Picture?
No.
Oh, okay. Must be the anniversary like release or something.
Yeah, one of the Blu-ray release, I think.
That's cool.
But yeah, Black You're Christmas forgetting. For me. Wasn't fuck you.
So you guys know that real quick. I am like really holding in, not singing. Oh, here, like I wouldn't call it singing. But yes. Usually when I lose my shit, and got in the pit when I was younger. I'm just gonna say.
Luke was calling it right there. Best Gain song ever. Dead Skin Mask Slayer.
All right.
You're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Off the album Seasons in the BS. Blah, 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 blah. It's off Seasons, goddammit. I haven't had much. I haven't had a chance to really talk to this Monday Maniacs. I'm taking advantage of it, damn it.
All right, you ready for honorable mentions or?
Yes.
Okay. All right, honorable mention number one for me, Captain Kronos. And I had to pick this poster just because I love the classic old school 70s poster. I'll leave this one to Colonel, though, to talk about because he's a bigger fan than I am of this. But it was fun. You like this movie.
This movie sucks. It's not on my list.
Number two, honorable mention, Let Sleeping Corpses Lie. I watched this recently. It's not great, but it's not bad. Some interesting stuff goes on there. That's all I can say about that one, really. And number three, Madhouse. I watched this again last night, and man, God damn it, Vincent Price was a godsend to the horror community. And I've seen a couple of his older, you know, movies recently. And Jesus Christ, that man. I wish I had watched more. I did watch a bunch when I was younger, but I wish I had stayed up to date and watched more now.
Shit, I think Jason's here, man. Heads up.
No, it's coming from the fucking Ouija board.
Oh, my God.
Might be a problem. That might be a problem. And my number one, yeah, you guys have already guessed it. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, again, changed the horror genre forever. Too important of a movie, you know, to not really be at least in the top five. So there you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God damn it. Thank you.
Yep, you don't get a golf clap either. Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you then.
You get one of these, though. Wow.
Actually, and you get one of these.
Sure, you give him the clap.
Ah. Hey, I see what you did there. What?
Mm-hmm. And all right.
Well, I see Lorena's got her list together, so...
There was a couple other comments that I needed to get to.
Okay. I'm going to go refill my drink. I'll be right back.
Well, you're... What? DK says, that's the guy that sings in front of Comerica Park for cigarettes. Tigers home stadium. I think he means our... Wah! Okay. Okay. I don't know if I did this one or not. Game was between a serial killer and a furniture maker, Angelo.
It's true.
Andy doesn't have time to school us on Hank. Zeke says, going great. Candidate for Human Resources Director. All right, Zeke. And Lorena is now singing Slayer.
There we go.
This is great. Yep, Brandon says, Slayer. Don't say it again, Ed. In 74, I was 1 year old, not too into horror quite yet. But having said that, she's given us a list.
Excellent.
Vampires at number 5. There will never be enough lesbian vampires in this world. Well said. Number 4, Killdozer. Also a great band. Yes, I. This would probably have been 6 or 7 on the list, I think. As your next one, number 3. Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires, Bunny Hopping Undead. Exactly. Those Asian. Wow. Dab away with that goofy shit. It's fucking wonderful. And then let's see. Angelo does agree. TCM number 1. Beyond the Door is number 2 for Lorena. A really, really bad hair day. And let's see. Oh. Honorable mentions. Yeah, it's all jumping up. Everyone's commenting quickly. Bad Ronald, House of Seven Corpses, Death Dream, Devil Times 5. There will always be too many Leif Garrett in a dress in this world. And number 1.
Nice.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, one of the first horror movies I ever saw. And whoa, baby.
Damn.
I did not include Black Christmas because it's a holiday movie and stands alone. Okay. Okay.
Hmm.
Luke says, sorry, fellas, got to head out. Got a kid being dropped off. Father duties. That's quite all right, sir.
Luke, understood. Have a good night, sir.
Oh, there you go. Dave says, bet you the wino has the clap.
Among other things.
Yeah. All bad. Santo and Blue Demon versus Dr. Frankenstein and the Revenge of the Crying Woman are both decent. All right.
Got to watch those.
Little Lorena coming out into the world. Yes.
Aww.
Welcome. God damn it. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
I think I got them. I think I caught them all. Yes. Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Don't get dressed.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, holy.
Everybody's on social media these days. Well, Death Curse Society is too. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, don't forget to look for us on YouTube. We drop videos on there all the damn time, and you don't want to miss it. It's good stuff. Death Curse Society. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Woo!
Now what?
There you go.
I guess it's my time.
It's your time is flying.
Time is flying by. Holy shit. Oh, boy. All right. So, as these fellows have mentioned, oh, I was 2 or 3 in 74. Oh, that was the year I was born. I was negative fucking 10. By the time I was old enough to really start getting into this. And the horror, these movies are like 20 to 25 years old. So my list, honestly, is not going to have any deep cuts unless it's a fucking classic that was easy to find. I have not seen it. This list was kind of hard to put together. That being said, here we go. Coming in at number 5, Young Frankenstein, or Frankenstein, I should say.
Frankenstein.
Now, love this movie now. Obviously, it's a classic. Mel Brooks classic. Everybody likes it. Man, you guys want to hear the path I had to take to discover Mel Brooks' movies?
Absolutely, I do now.
Baseballs, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and Dracula Dead and Loving It, okay? I really had to go back in my teen years to discover Blazing Saddles, which is probably one of the greatest comedies of all time. Young Frankenstein. So, again, this is one that's quite so low on my list because it took me years to fucking finally watch it. And, yeah, come on, dude. Robin Hood, Men in Tights. I tried watching that like a year ago, and that was fucking awful. Like, why the hell did I like this piece of shit?
Oof, yeah. That one's rough.
Well, that's what I had. Those were his new films coming out.
I'm aware.
Just saying.
Anyway. He had Spaceballs.
Spaceballs was good.
At least you had that, because that's a great one.
The last good Mel Brooks movie, many would say.
Well, and I know...
one, so.
Yeah, and possibly, I know this gets said a lot about a whole lot of different potential movies, but they keep talks alive about a sequel, a possible sequel to Spaceballs. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but...
No John Candy.
About, well, no John Candy ain't going to happen. But you have a voice of, what's her face?
Joan Collins?
Yeah, Joan Rivers.
Yeah, that's it.
Not Matrix.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we digress. Tough. Let's get back into it. Coming in number four, don't really have much to say about this film. It's kind of like a, hey, this Larry Cohen guy's not bad. Let me see his back catalog. This popped up, and I've seen it. Not a big fan of it, but it made the list. It's Alive. Again, what can I say these guys haven't already said about it? So we'll skip this one. Coming in at number three, a movie that I appreciate more for what it's done to the horror community than I do the movie. Has some good parts, but a lot of it is shit, in my opinion. I do not like this movie a whole lot. I skip it every holiday season, Black Christmas. But
I so wish I had blue buttons.
I have to put it in here. Buzzag?
I said I so wish I had the boo button in here still.
You can boo me all you want. Boo this man. I don't give a shit. Let's be honest.
Boo.
That's now the boo button.
Fine. I don't care. This movie is boring as shit. Like it, I appreciate what we got from it. Because let's be honest, there's only one way to go after this movie, up. So,
we'll see.
Yeah, it's rough.
You had no other reference when that movie came out to that style of film.
Again, I enjoy doing this to you both very much. This movie came out, I was negative fucking 10. All right? You can say all you want. I've seen the Fridays, I seen the Halloweens, I seen the Nightmares long before I seen this. Huh? That's right. Don't be mad that you got pubes older than me. So coming in at number two, one of the greatest movies of all time, starring an actual pimp. Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter. I did not like Crank giving it away. I had to say it sucked. This movie doesn't suck. It is fucking awesome for all the wrong reasons.
I'm sorry, but you got
this motherfucker runs around in a purple cape. He has a hunchback that helps him out. You got fucking fencing. Like, how many movies you got fucking fencing?
Swashbuckling action.
Yeah, it was fucking great. And then it's like, you know, he's just riding by on his horse. Well, they got you locked up for it. I was dancing on a Sunday. He's like, psh, you're free. Hop on, girl. Let's go.
Come with me, bitch.
Yeah, and he didn't even do anything. He just had to go walk in the barn. And she's like, he's like, that's why he's a fucking pimp. And then after he says, he just leaves her fucking there. Bye. Good luck. Off to find the next pussy to please. He's just. Captain Kronos is a pimp, and that's why I love this movie so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Colonel.
Yeah, please direct all hate mail to the Colonel at deathcursesociety.com.
There's no hate mail. You watch it through that with the Colonel's eyes, you'll see this movie for what it truly
is. It is fun. It is fun. Fun.
It is fun. It's one of my favorite Hammer films, man. How could it not be so high on my list? Fucking love this movie. I remember when we were first discussing even doing this. Like, this is in the infancy stage. Like, when we actually do, like, review, like, we were talking about actually, like, writing reviews and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember that? I had like a whole review of fucking Captain Kronos Vampire Hunter.
I think so, yeah.
Well, this is before we knew what the fuck we were doing, like what the format or anything. It was just
F show. Yeah.
So yeah, it's fucking 3 years old now. All right, so honorable mentions. I don't have three. I don't have two. Again, so I haven't seen a whole lot of these movies. I have one for four words. Vincent Price, Peter Cushing, Madhouse. And I have a feeling it would probably be higher on my list if I've seen it recently. Unfortunately, this was one I wanted to rewatch. But as you guys will find out in the coming days, I had a lot of movies to cram into 48 hours.
Good Lord.
So I kind of had to take one for the team. And this is definitely my rewatch soon.
And I'm almost positive this would be higher on your list if you had seen it recently.
Yeah. Like I said, I just remember fucking loving it. Again, but I haven't seen it in 10, 12 years. So it's like, I remember Vincent Price, you know, getting blamed for these killings. But I don't want to say too much to ruin it. I'm like, but okay, I liked it. And coming in at number one, E.T. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong year and wrong genre. Of course, the fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This film changed fucking horror, man. It's by today's standards, I can see where people think it's kind of tame. But fuck, the first time I seen this movie, I was like, oh, it's so fucking real.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, that's a groundbreaking, man. What can I not say about this? Leatherface, on the Mount Rushmore of, you know, horror villains. The fucked up family. It's you know, fucking hitchhiker and shit.
Mm.
One of the most annoying characters. I never cheered so much for a fucking handicapped man to die in my life. Even as a kid, I was like, he's annoying. Hey, he got it. Yay! I mean, Sally just losing her shit at the end of the movie. It ended perfectly. It's a slow build. Let's be honest. It's really fucking slow. But man, when you're introduced to fucking Leatherface, it's like getting hit in the face with a fucking sledgehammer. Wow. Yeah.
Yep. You like what I did there? Like Black Christmas, you couldn't forget this movie if you tried after viewing it the first time.
Right. By the way, Colonel.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Trisha says Mel Brooks' biography is one hell of a book to read. So good. And he says, wasn't Space Jam the sequel to Spaceballs?
Could be.
Could be.
Space Jam 2 on the way.
Oh, Lord. Lorena gives Colonel a big boo. Black Christmas is a classic and transcends all other holiday horror.
Hey, I'm here to give my opinion, an honest opinion.
Agree. Lorena, by the way, number one on Zag's list.
Kiss ass.
Brandon says, goddamn young punks. I agree, man. What's the matter with this guy? Swashbuckling action. Well, it Kronos has this. Exactly this.
Dude, the motherfucker even has a ring with his initial on it. It's big. I'm telling you, he is a fucking pimp.
He is a pimp.
Digging the list. Patricia's digging the list. Lorena's digging the list, except for Colonel's number there.
Number three.
And, oh, yeah, Franklin had to die, according to Lorena. It's handy capable, according to Brandon.
Woo.
And he says, Rob Zombie would have no movie blueprint if not for Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was saying that upon my first viewing of House of a Thousand Corpses for years, that it was a TCM ripoff.
Dude, a little bit of a Spider Baby ripoff, too. Let's give it that.
Mm. I was saying to my wife this afternoon, seeing this in 74 would have been shocking for sure, 100%. And even so, I didn't see Texas Chainsaw Massacre until like 82 or 83 was the first time I saw it. I was aware of it. I just never got it. It finally got re-released in theaters as a double feature to one of those Saturdays I would go to every fucking Saturday. And I don't remember what I saw it with, but that was definitely the highlight that day. Tyrone says, great list, Colonel. Colonel was 10 and 9.
Yeah, I want to get back to this. Go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead and read it.
Oh. Colonel was 10 in 1974. I was minus 23. Age has no limit on horror.
That is true. Yeah. But like I said when I started, if it's not a fucking huge classic or I was able to find it at Blockbuster, Movie Gallery, Hollywood Video, whatever, it was not fucking seen, man. I didn't have streaming services going through this. It was still movie rentals. I wasn't lucky enough to have the internet to discover all this. Like some of these movies are talking like Deranged. No one around here was talking about that movie. It didn't fall in my lap or anything to point me in that direction. It wasn't there.
See, and Colonel, you kind of missed out on the whole Saturday afternoon horror shows and the Saturday night late horror shows. I don't know if they were still doing those.
That was all gone. Like, that's why I like Bob Briggs so much. I had Monster Vision on TNT. That's all I had. I didn't grow up with, like, the around Cincinnati, the Cool Ghoul, or what you guys had in, you know, Oak, Stillwater, or Detroit. I didn't have that. That was dead.
You had Friday the 13th
at night on Friday, on Saturday nights. That's what I had.
You had Friday the 13th, the series, and Nightmare on Elm Street, the series, though, didn't you? Those came out when you were probably watching horror.
But
dude, no?
I was born, like I said, I was born in 84, December 84, basically 1985. I wasn't watching Friday the 13th series or the Nightmare on Elm Street series. I wasn't going to be allowed to watch that. Just saying, no age, and there's no horror knows no age. I agree. But like I'm saying, it's... This list was pretty tough, because let's be honest, there's not like a bunch of fucking classics or even cult classics on this list.
There weren't many, you know, and Francis Franklin was none too capable, just saying.
Right. Capable of getting on my fucking nerves.
She says, Chris, you were raised properly, surrounded by horror. Of course, Faye's mother, Lorena, yes. I remember our local station, Channel 20, WXON, Channel 20, did a stand-up... They stood up
to time, kids.
Yeah, check this out. This is a really cool thing that I've never seen since. This is the one and only time they did it. They took a stand against like the advertisers on their own stations and said, hey, listen, at prime time, we're going to run Friday the 13th, part two, uncut, uncensored. And they did this, but they had a disclaimer at every break, every exit, before they went to commercial, and every time when they came back. But they fucking did it. What they did when the kills happened, that's when they would cut and go to commercial. And it would just leave. So you still got pimped, you know, on the actual gore. But they did show it, and the language was all there. And the reason was the free speech thing. And I think that guy was fired the next day probably after they ran it. But it was really cool seeing an uncut movie in like 1987 or 88 or whatever the fuck it was, you know, on a UHF channel of all things.
Yeah.
Kids, that was what it was. You had to go to the, you had 2, 4, 7, and then 50 and 20 and 62 if you were lucky. I had Channel 9 because I had Canada across the water. So, fuck yeah.
And we, you had the turn knobs too, right? And the rabbit ears.
We had all that shit, but I remember we had a fucking remote, man. That it was like a clicker. It would go. It made a clicking noise, but it would turn the fucking channel. You'd see that dial turn.
But it had a cord, didn't it?
I don't remember, man.
I'm pretty sure it had a cord.
I'm thinking it had to. It probably had to. Back then, you had like 35-foot phone cords, and so yeah, this is absolutely in that realm of possibility, you know. Okay, let me catch back up here. Sorry,
BK has a good question there.
How the fuck did you get into horror then?
Well, that's a very easy question to answer. So, again, no monster movie Saturday nights, nothing like that. No.
Everyone hates that.
Sentimental with us.
Fuck that. But no, I don't want to do that. But, like I said, there was a wonderful thing of VHS and the video store. So, you know, a lot of my parents... My uncles, they liked horror. They'd rent the new releases. If I was around, hey, I got to watch it. Once I got older and I was going to pick out movies based on the fucking, you know, the cover, I would rent it. Cable, TNT, I'd watch Monster Vision. That's how I was introduced to a lot of these Friday the 13th movies. A babysitter of mine, her oldest son was a little slow and loved horror. So they had every fucking thing I could think of. I'd watch that shit while my mom would be pissed if she knew, but I'd be over there watching fucking horror movies all day. There were ways.
You guys remember getting like the video store? You'd get the pamphlet for the month of everything getting released. I mean, we would plan. oh God, we would plan our fucking weekends, what we were going to get and reserve and watch those weekends. Oh man, we're finally going to be able to see Day of the Dead. I can't believe it. You know, it's like, remember, it got banned from theaters, didn't make it to theaters.
Right.
But he was all uppity about gore back then, right about that time. So, these were like events, man. They were fucking epic. You know, BK had the Michael Jackson's Thriller, a Betamax. And, you know, we all piled over there to see it. That's where I saw it the first time. Didn't have MTV. Everyone else at school seeing the fucking Thriller video. I'm dying. Zombies? Michael Jackson? Fuck! And we finally got to see it on Betamax. I mean, those are the days. Man, I'm old, I know. But I just remember the impact of those videos and the coming soons. And even some of them had like the Coca-Cola concession stand board with the titles on there when they were coming. Just not like that anymore, man. You have access to everything right now.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Oh, man. Very nice list there, Colonel. Appreciate that. And a nice story about where you got in the war. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Dave had an old Zenith TV with a zoom button on it. It all it did was distort shit. So funny.
It does, yeah.
Lorena said, I let my kids watch Monster Vision because everything was sort of censored anyway back then. True.
I like her other one, too.
Oh, yeah. Turn knobs, rabbit ears. Later, my father would go on the roof to adjust the antenna and yell down the chimney to see if the TV cleared up. Is it good? Yep, you had to have a relay.
Can you see it now?
Sadly, that was kind of the early satellites were like that, too. You'd have to get up there and whack the ice off the dish, the DirecTV and stuff like that.
Or some of them you had to crank, you know, to direct, like, point at the right satellite that was up there. You know? You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Like the big satellites?
Yeah. You had, like, a fucking crank that you had to twist to make it spin around and rotate. Oops. There it is. Kind of sucks to be younger, and I miss all the fun shit about movie stores. True. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. It was an event. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got it. And usually ended with disappointment. I mean, let's face it, more than not, you know, there weren't a lot of great discoveries. But every once in a while, you'd catch a gem, and we celebrate them today. We still love them. Mm-hmm. One Dark Night, saw it in the theaters when it finally came to the video store. That was, holy shit. I seen this one! And I was like the hero. I was like, we got to get this! Lorena says, hell, my folks would drop me off at the local theater for all-day shows so they could go to the bar. Might have been a Wisconsin thing. Absolutely not. I've said it 100 times. State Wayne Theater, $1.25, two movies and popcorn. Every Saturday. Two horror movies. Usually a new and an old.
I think what she's saying is so they could go to the bar might be a Wisconsin thing.
Maybe. Just to get away from the kids. I mean, I'm sure that was widespread worldwide.
But also, Wisconsin is one of the drunkest states in America. So
they do make some good beer.
They know how to drink it. Not a knock.
And it pairs great with cheese.
Beer cheese.
What else is happening in the world of horror?
Well, I think Lorena missed the
she did.
The drops you did. So
are you still here, Lorena?
You got to talk to her about those and tell her those.
You're going to miss the brilliant setup.
Some of you have already seen these. Well, no, set it up a little bit.
Okay. Obviously, we've been playing with our fella here. Here's the genesis of what happened. Dave sent over this and said, hey, man, we were talking Thundercats, so we got this. So anyways, I'm thinking, I need to know about this guy. So I went and did some research and came up and found that he has this whole elaborate career in Hollywood. And we've got the proof. We've got the unedited before they were redubbed with the proper screams and everything. But this is what we got before. These were the original cuts. So please enjoy. And yes, yes, I hear you. That's an Italian film, foreign film. That, don't worry. Right? Oh, no. Oh, no. He got into the ones we love, too. And finally, the worst example of them all, but it had to be. We understand why it had to be changed, but this one.
That one gets me every time, man.
You know what I found fascinating about this, though? Is I knew Zach was doing some research. I did a little research myself. Can you believe the guy was still getting work in the late 80s?
You know?
Oh, God. It's
fucking amazing. Like, this dude's career was pretty fucking long. Speaking of pretty fucking long, good night and good luck if we get shut down.
Oh my God. That's good.
How did that get through to the script too, where you're calling a 4-year-old a bitch?
Phoebe was fine.
Oh man. Kiara says, I'm gonna have that wah stuck in my head for a few weeks now. Thanks.
Well, I mean, Kiara, it could be worse. It could be.
You had to go there.
Help counter the other thing we got.
She also says, I miss being a child and growing up watching horror. Yeah, it was different when you were a kid. It hit different, I think. Andy says, I remember staying up late 1 a.m. to watch some cheesy Dracula versus Frankenstein black and white and being scared to death. James says, do you guys ever put on old horror trailers in the background, like behind us?
It's probably things like at home or doing something like kind of like
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Not all of them, but sometimes.
Background? You mean like just for noise and stuff, like sound?
Or? Yeah. Maybe so.
I got the vinyl over there, man. I just acquired Phantasm and Prince of Darkness soundtracks from Mondo Death Waltz, and yeah, it's fucking sweet. I was definitely doing that, playing a little polka earlier, and had the Phantasm going. Nice. Actually, hitting calm when I got sucked out with my pocket pair. It's kind of bullshit, but yeah, I don't want to relive that. But the Phantasm soundtrack is fantastic. The Mondo release, if you can get it, I highly recommend it.
Lorena's laughing along with us back there on the would you call them mashups? I don't know. Well, so is James. Kiara says, you missed an opportunity to do a Friday or Texas Chainsaw Kill scream clip for this. Not necessarily.
Listen.
You know, I had an idea for this, okay? I knew it was 1974, but God damn it, the Monster Squad holds a special place in my heart, and that's what I went with. But I was thinking about doing Texas Chainsaw, where once the chainsaw got started and going, wah! I thought that would have been great.
Don't tip your hand, man. Don't give these away. I'm sure there will be more. You know how we like to run shit into the ground. We got a few more weeks on this. I'm sure Jason and Freddie, when everyone will get addressed as we move along. I'm looking for the screams right now, and those were the best three that I came up with that kind of matched up, and I was dying laughing making them, so I know that they were going to work. There will be more. Trust me.
BK says he just binge watched them. I now too hate white people. Yeah, that's if you want to hate white people too, join the society. No, I actually I need to get into that. I haven't started that yet, but I want to get into that. That's all on Amazon Prime, I believe. Correct? Yeah, them. Kiara is talking about your Monster Squad thing. The fact that they just stand there not helping the child.
To be fair, this is one you have to watch. If you have Amazon Prime, it's free. You can watch it. Mm-hmm. Phoebe does get help from her best friend. I'm not going to spoil it. You got to watch
it. All right. Lorena says, okay, that was awesome. Tyrone, amazing fellas, love it. Kiara is a little pissed off at you, Zigzag. I'm going to beat your ass.
Which is on my side.
Patricia, I was taking the dogs out while listening to everyone discuss how they got into horror. I used to watch stuff on HBO, USA, Up All Night, and Monster Bizen. Also love Tales from the Crypt. Yes.
Yeah, see, me and Patricia are from the same age, so that's how we had to go.
Sure.
If Tales from the Crypt is fucking high quality horror.
That man, I remember watching Tales from the Crypt as a kid, and I literally only got scared during the intro when the Crypt Keeper came out of the fucking coffin laughing. But I didn't watch the episode just fine. Like, I got the scare out of the way first, and that was good. That was scary shit for like a 9-year-old, man.
I like the way Zeke thinks here. Mash up a phantasm ball, and just count on it. Something's coming.
I actually just got an idea that has nothing to do with Phantasm, but definitely has the wah in it. And that
probably more
that
him
may
going,
happen.
Boy, would line up better.
that may happen next week. Dave, Monster Squad rules. Lorena, USA Up All Night was the shit. Caught a lot of stuff I wouldn't have seen otherwise on that. And the Up All Night anthem played at midnight and the TV was off. Yep. Yeah, it was a little later than midnight in my area, but yeah, I remember when National Anthem would play, you'd see the flag waving in the background, and then it was done.
2 a.m., I think. Something like that.
Yeah, normally around 2 or 3. Well, let me show Lorena the
the new
upcoming merch also. Lorena, are you still in there, I hope? You missed this earlier, but I'm going to show it one more time for you guys. I'm not sure when this is going to be in the store, but very soon, and we're going to have a couple of different options for it. Yes, it's a Camp Crystal Lake Spirit board. Oh, wow. Yeah, and it looks so good. I'm so happy with this.
And what I love best about it is it doesn't say Camp Crystal Lake, so we can't get sued.
That's right. And, yeah, it's a little under an inch thick. It's got a nice little felt backing on the back.
What's the weight? 2 pounds?
A couple pounds, probably, yeah.
Now, remember, we're talking about Zag. You got to give him the weight in ounces.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know that was funny, Zag. Come on, crack a smile.
It's, That's actually the exact right one for that, too. About 12/8, if you had to do the math. So, all right, and then here's the planchette for it, if you want to summon the spirit of Jason. It's so cool, man. And again, this has a little felt backing on it, so it slides around. Oh.
Ridiculous.
These, we'll have a couple of different options of these. We'll have ones where they're hand individually painted, and... And then, yeah, hit it,
dudes! A DCS Ouija board, Tawny Katan, your ass is mine. What was his name? Malfoy, something or other. In that
something like that, yeah.
Board? Yeah, Malfoy or something.
Yeah, but we'll have those in the store here, hopefully by later on this week. At least one of them. I can't wait.
Colonel just made me feel young. I was born in 79.
You're welcome.
Lorena says, that is sweet. Thanks for sharing, Crank. You fuck. Wow.
Well, should we wrap this up tonight?
Yeah, we pretty much, unless, you know, anybody got anything pressing, you out there included.
Any questions for the DCS?
Would you like to tell any of us to fuck off?
Yeah. For 1974, this went pretty good, I thought.
Yeah. Lorena says, I just paid my taxes today. Need a bit of time to recover from that. Amen, sister. I'm going to take advantage of that full week or full month that we have to delay paying the taxes.
Aha, there's one. Topic for next week.
Topic for next week, huh?
This is going to be an interesting one.
This one's going to be different, that's for sure, yeah. Next week, we'll be doing the top five pets in horror, right?
Yes.
In horror.
Just kids. All right, so kind of set this up. We're like, man, we need a topic for next week. So I just got on Google. All right, what fucking national holidays? Bullshitting the holidays are on whatever day it is. It's National Kids and Pets Day. So I was like, well, let's do fucking top five kids and pets more.
Okay.
And we can still just do pets. It doesn't really fucking
Yeah, kids and pets, that works.
Kids
Let's
or pets.
Keeping corpses alive needs more love.
Yeah, Angelo says, come on, Crank. What's the matter with you?
There was a lot that was a matter with that movie with me. I don't know. I like it.
Oh, yeah. People are like, ooh, they're liking the idea, though. Look at that. Church is an asshole. And then, of course, Lorena, Muffin.
Muffin died.
Yes.
Shush. Be nice.
Pussy and horror sweet. Oh, Dave, what are you doing? Hey.
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What kind of show do you think this is, you fuckstick?
Yeah, I do. Like we talked about a pimp, like we would ever talk about a pimp fucking vampire hunter. And not only is he slaying vampires, he's also slaying. Oh,
kitty.
Got a list started for that. What, for Dave's comment or for our topic next week?
I'm pretty sure for the topic.
Hopefully for the topic.
Let's see. Patricia says, fuck that cat. She's talking about church.
Oh, yeah.
The Erotic Night of the Living Dead, Angelo. Wait a minute.
That's a painting.
That will be. Now, here's a little story to make you guys laugh. I can't believe I had the balls to even say this. I was about 13. I was watching Night of the Living Dead with my uncles. And granted, I'd seen this movie before by that time. So, you know the scene where it has the naked chick? Looks like her ass. Yeah, nothing too attractive about it. I was like, boy, that's what I call a dead fuck. So yeah, I've always kind of had a fucked up sense of humor. They thought it was hilarious. Probably they were drinking. Come on, that's funny.
Lorena says, Muffin did not die. Little known fact, nearly the whole movie was Muffin's dream. The dream sequence was the only real part.
I don't buy that.
That's a vivid imagination on that fucking dog.
I don't buy that at all.
Oh, Lord.
I might have put Muffin on my list as an honorable mention since she didn't make it through the whole movie. Gordon sure as hell did. That motherfucker got the fuck out of town.
Yeah, he did.
Story window and hit the ground running.
He did. Yeah. He's like, man's best friend, my ass. He's like, fuck you, every man and dog for himself.
I had a girl say, nothing's going to happen to the dog, right? And I was all panic in my head. I went, well, he doesn't actually get shown dying. And I went, no, he's fine. The dog jumped out the window. She got her coat and left. That was the end of the date. I was like, okay, I guess she's not into the animal abuse at all.
Did she slap you on the way out?
No, but she's, you know, that was it. She didn't appreciate my sense of humor that way. So she had a real problem seeing animals get abused.
I guess so. All right. Hey, before we go, special thanks to our members gang. Angela. Hey. Angelo, one of our crazy Ralphs, thank you, sir. He just joined us recently. And then also to our final girls and guys, Chris, Lorena, Christy, Luke, and Tyrone. We appreciate the support, folks. If you want to become a member, visit deathcursesociety.com. Hit join and check out the perks that you get for each section. You can be a camp counselor or crazy route for a final girl. It's just that simple. Or guy, exactly. Don't forget to visit our store, and if you do, at shop.deathcursesociety.com. Make sure to use the coupon code. I went ahead and extended the coupon code to go for a couple more months just so you guys could keep using it. It's Thanks Maniacs. It will save you $3 off any order. Our latest, one of our latest shirts in there is the Smith's Grove School of Driving t-shirt, which is lovely, and you can get it in multiple colors and all that jazz. So there we go.
Yeah, so and, I'm going to order another one of these in red.
I think that red will look fucking sharp. I'm going to get the Hearst one.
I really like that green, too.
I'm doing the Hearst one in red. That's our newest one, the Hearst one. We're going to get a picture up on the site for that one.
Yep.
Pretty badass, man.
It's on the shop already.
Yeah, it's already up there, but I mean, holy cow.
And, of course, don't forget to subscribe. Hit us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. We would appreciate it. Tell your friends, too. Woo! That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Shit, man.
I mean, this is a unsolicited shout out here, so I'll take it. Patricia says, a lot of people dig my DCS shirt. That is true.
Of course. We know
she's got the blue skull one, I think.
On red.
On red, which looks badass.
Fuck, man. Yeah. I think pops on that, but red like that. And thank you again. Thank you. Yes, I don't even have that one yet.
Dude, I don't have the Smith's Grove one yet.
I'm going to be doing a double down and get the Blue Skull. Absolutely get the Hearst one because that thing is, wow. That's a good one too. But Smith's Grove, man, one of the hottest sellers on horror t-shirts right now, man. According to me. I don't know, who the fuck am I, right? Hey.
Right.
It's cool though.
Man, I want to make a cheap ass graph chart on the poster board. Like, see here, our sales are—they
are going pretty, pretty well for what we were selling beforehand, especially. So,
everyone's heading out now. Brandon Slater, thugs.
Yeah. Later,
great night, everybody. Thank you, Patricia. You do the same, James. See you next time. A lot of people dig the DCS. We got that. Angelo, good night, guys. Good night, Angelo.
Good night, Angelo.
Back to the painting dungeon with you, sir. Dave ordered one in red. Yeah, buddy. Which one? The skull or the hearse? Or the
Smith's Grove, I think.
Nice. Great. Another great show, guys. See you next week. Woo! Dude! Count on it. Trisha says, Dave, you're going to love it. Kiara, see you guys later. We'll see you too.
See you.
And I got no more, man. Thanks, everybody. Shit, we got plenty of stuff coming. The next episode is being chopped up for your digestion as we speak, and expect the first ones to begin dropping shortly.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Hopefully tomorrow, but I don't know yet.
If it's one of the ones I have to edit, then sure, we'll have one ready to go tomorrow. Okay.
No, it's not that one.
All right. Carl, you got anything else, man? Other than that, you can take us on out, buddy.
Is there anything for me to plug? Oh, of course. There's always something for me to plug. And we're still in the midst of a pandemic here, folks. So always remember, wash your dick. Don't get sick. Also, don't smell like the Scoop Steve. Use Summer's Eve.
It just happened.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Colonel, folks.
It happens. Wow!